Parashat Vayishlach. This week's commentary was written and will be read by Dr. David Marcus, Professor of Bible, Jewish Theological Seminary. Attentive readers may note that our Parashat Vayishlach does not start at the beginning of its chapter, Genesis 32. Rather, it starts four verses down with the words, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav. Now Jacob sent messengers ahead of him. The actual chapter starts with the words, Vayashkem Lavan Baboker, early in the morning Laban arose. But some printed editions and some English Bibles, such as the King James Version and the New Revised Standard Version, start the chapter with the next verse, Vayakov Halach Ledarko, now Jacob went on his way. From these three beginnings, we see that there are various ways of starting the story of Jacob's meeting with Esau, the first episode with which our parasha commences. All three emphasize different aspects. One, the standard chapter opening begins with time, early in the morning. Another, the alternate chapter opening, highlights a character, Jacob. And a third, our parasha, commences with action, he sent. Each of these different starting points is the result of different Hebrew manuscript traditions, and each allows us to interpret the text slightly differently. The standard chapter division, which starts with early in the morning, demarcates the stories by time. The events of the previous story, that of Jacob and Laban and their concluding a treaty together, taking place in the evening, whereas the new events take place during the day. The new chapter then starts with a new day, with Laban rising up early, blessing his children, his departure home, and of Jacob's meeting with the angels of God. The alternate chapter division, starting with, "Now Jacob went on his way," places the point of demarcation between the characters involved. What occurred in the previous story had to do with Laban. The new story concerns Jacob exclusively. Laban's activities would then conclude with the last verse of the previous chapter. There he gets up, kisses his children and grandchildren goodbye, blesses them, and leaves for home. With Laban out of the picture, the new chapter deals then only with Jacob's activities. Indeed, the inversion of subject and predicate in Hebrew, Vayakov halach, now Jacob went, as opposed to Vayelach Yaakov, is evidence for this change in subject matter, with its emphasis on Jacob. What then of the Masoretic division with which our parasha starts? The most noticeable effect of the starting of our parasha at verse 4 is that it transfers the episode of Jacob meeting the angels of God in verses 1 to 3 to the preceding parasha, Vayetze. From a literary point of view, such a division has the effect of creating an inclusio with the previous parasha, since at the very beginning of that parasha, Jacob, about to leave Canaan, also has an encounter with angels of God, Malachi Elohim. The attaching of this episode of Jacob meeting the angels of God on his way to Canaan to the previous parasha has the direct effect of placing two occurrences of meeting angels, Malachi Elohim, at both ends of the parasha. One occurrence is at Bethel, when Jacob is leaving Canaan, and the second one is at Machanayim, when he's about to re-enter Canaan, a magnificent literary envelope figure. The second noticeable effect of the parasha division is that it stresses Jacob's actions in sending messengers to Esau. Our sages long ago noticed the literary connection of the episode of Jacob's encountering the Malach Elohim in the immediately preceding parasha and Jacob sending out his own Malachim. The earlier occurrences of Malachim to Jacob foreshadow Jacob sending out his Malachim. The sages interpret the presence of what is seemingly an unnecessary preposition, Lifanav, before him, in the phrase, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lifanav, and Jacob sent messengers before him, as evidence that the messengers sent by Jacob were actually divine, because elsewhere Lifanav is actually used in context of the sending of divine messengers. One can see from just this one example how alternate modes of division can lead to different hermeneutics, That is, different methods of interpretation. The standard chapter division demarcates the stories by time, the events of the previous story taking place in the evening, whereas the new events take place during the day. The alternate chapter division places the point of demarcation between the characters involved. What occurred in the previous story had to do with Laban. The new story concerns Jacob exclusively. The Masoretic division allows for an envelope structure with the previous unit and stresses Jacob's actions in sending messengers to Esau. All three of these divisions are the result of different Hebrew manuscript traditions, and all three allow us to interpret the text slightly differently. In 3 weeks' time, when we reach Parashat Vayigash, we will have another opportunity to ponder why a parasha does not start at the beginning of a chapter. For now, Shabbat Shalom Umavorach.